Hi, I'm Dr. Will Horton, founder of the National Federation of NFNLP, the National Federation of Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Why NFNLP? Why are we different than all the other organizations? There's several major training NLP organizations, and there's a lot of independent ones. There's a lot of people that just self-certify. So why NFNLP? Well, we're one of the oldest and longest continuing one in the same kind of format. And basically, NFNLP is the group that broke the code of how NLP really works and kind of took it back to its basics. You know, we stay with the basics, especially at the basic level. Yeah. We use martial arts as a training analogy, or I do. It's how I structured what I do. And in the martial arts world, whatever your style is, whether it's like a Japanese Shotokan or Kung Fu or Taekwondo, they all have basics within their style. And before you can move to the master level, you need the basics of whatever it is that you're doing. And so at NFNLP, we use that analogy. And so our basics are our basics. What are the basic techniques and things that we need to help you become a proficient NLP person at the basic level? Now, the master level, you can veer off and do some fancier things and kind of take it in different direction based on what you want to do with it. If, you know, therapy or sales or communication or persuasion or whatever it is, sports, whatever it is that you want to do, that's more of a little bit of an advanced technique. So NFNLP, which has been around since 1990, we started certifying people because we cut all the fluff out of the basic NLP training. And so it was very fast and very effective. And the three or four big NLP organizations at the time that I was somewhat associated with didn't want to certify people. And I thought it didn't make sense to me. So we created NFNLP with the mindset of keeping it fast, fun, effective, and based in science, not just theory. Also, our main trainers, I strongly encourage them and pretty much demand that they still see live clients. Because if you're only a trainer, if now all I do is train, and if you're just a trainer, then it gets like a professor of psychology in college where you become more and more theoretical because you don't have to prove it. You don't have to prove it if you're teaching theory, but if you're still, you know, seeing people to stop smoking, lose weight, improve their golf game, become a better communicator, improve their relationships with their family, if you're still doing that in real time, then it makes you cut out the fluff. Like, well, there's nothing worse than going to a training and learning a technique or a process that looks really cool, and then you go back and you try it, and it doesn't work. And if you do some research, you find out, well, that person hadn't really applied it to people. They'd done the research in the theory, and they would say, well, in the theory, this would work. I mean, taken to the extreme, there was somebody who wrote a whole book, NLP for Weight Loss, about weight loss, and they hadn't really worked with hundreds of weight loss clients. It was theoretical. So, yeah, so we try to encourage and we demand, especially at first, that our people still see live clients because it makes the training very, very visceral, very in your gut, makes it real. So and NFNLP also is associated with several hypnosis organizations. So it's the only NLP organization that has outside other organizations that are somewhat aligned with it. You know, if there's some organizations, they're self-standing, and that's fine. I'm not, it's just, there's no outside organizations like helping or looking at them. So NFNLP, again, we make it fast, we make it fun, we make it user-friendly and effective, and more we're basing it in neuroscience. As a psychologist, I like the neuroscience. I like finding out what we do and why we do it, how it works in your brain, not just in theory. Best example of that, real quick, would be since I got involved in the 80s, we talked about rapport, about how if we mirror match somebody, it makes a person feel comfortable, and that's rapport at one level, and we did that. Now, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, with the advent of brain mapping, they found out we have what we call mirror neurons, and what mirror neurons do is they mirror the outside world inside your head. So if it proves that rapport works at the neurological level. And so, just like in the NLP and the hypnosis world, we always talk about your mind doesn't know the difference from real, vividly imagined event. We just kind of knew it. Now, again, with mind mapping, they know that, let's say you like chocolate cake and you eat a piece of chocolate cake, certain neurons light up in your brain. But if you relax and you vividly imagine it, the more vivid the imagination of you eating the chocolate cake, the same neurons light up. So now it's kind of like science is catching up with what we've done for a long, long time. So anyway, so NFNLP, we've been around since 1990. We've certified thousands of people. We have trainers all over the world. So I hope you decide to join us and help take NLP to the next level. And it, within our organization, we're calling it neural restructuring techniques. And it's also kind of subtext as no limit people, because what NLP does first and foremost is help people break the limits so they can live the life they dream. So until next time, I'll see you as we trudge the road to happy destiny.